everyone. We are going to open up our meeting. Tonight's meeting is a public hearing, and I'm calling the meeting to order, and I'd like to ask everyone to please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
The Pledge of Allegiance to the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Emmerich, would you mind calling the roll?
Sure. Supervisor Bruzzo, on this way. Supervisor Zemuda?
Here.
Supervisor Carrado?
Here.
Supervisor
here.
And Supervisor Long?
Here.
You have four present and half present.
Thank you, Mr. Emmerich. Okay, so the reason that we're here tonight is a public hearing regarding conditional use application number 2022-06, plat 1359, as filed by the equitable owner, Linlow Governor's Crossing LLC, the applicant, and Sheets, co-applicant, regarding a master plan development for redevelopment of approximately 7.42 acres of land generally located in the southwest quadrant of the intersection of West Governor Road and Fishburne Road to include a series of non-residential and residential use consisting of a convenience store with fuel service, a mixed-use building with ground floor food service, for example, a restaurant, a small-scale retail and two upper floors containing multifamily apartment dwellings, a dialysis center, and a group child care facility. So at this point, I'd like to turn on to our solicitor for comment.
Okay, thank you very much. As you may or may not have heard, we're going to open up this hearing tonight, but I believe we are not going to accept any testimony or evidence for the most part at this point in time, which will be further explained later, but I just want to let you all know that's the intent, that's my belief at this point in time. I'm going to open up by first explaining how this hearing is going to be run, how you can participate in the hearing, and then I'm going to ask for the applicant to come forward and to make a request I believe he's going to be making at that point in time. So this is a conditional use hearing. If any of you have been to a public meeting before, please be aware this is going to be run slightly different than the board's normal meetings. This is basically a quasi-judicial hearing. The board members, the five of them up here, are going to be sitting here and acting like judges. Evidence is going to be presented to them by the applicant and by any other person who becomes a party in this case, and I'll explain that later. We have a court reporter, so it's very important that we don't talk over each other, that we talk loudly, clearly, so she can get everything on the record, because that's what we're making here. We're making a record, and it's very important that we make the record and we make it clear. So there might be times when we ask you, please not talk. Don't shout out questions. Don't make comments. Make noises. You will all have a chance to participate if you wish. And that's my next point. Is there are basically three ways for all of you to participate in this hearing. The first way you're doing right now, which is coming and attending the hearing and just sitting there and listening to what's being presented. You can come to every public hearing on this case and just do that. The second way is we will have public comment at the end of this hearing. After the applicant has presented their case, all the other parties have presented their case, we will ask anyone else in the audience if they wish to comment upon this particular application. You will be sworn in. You'll be allowed to voice your comments either for, against, neutral, whatever, on this matter. You may be asked some questions by some of the attorneys, but you can participate that way. The third way you can participate is you can become a party in this case. Becoming a party will allow you to ask questions to all the other witnesses. It will allow you to present your own witnesses. It will allow you to present your own testimony, your own evidence. At the end of the day, After this board renders a decision, if you're a party, that will enable you to appeal the board's decision, if you don't like it, to county court. However, not everyone can become a party. To be a party, you have to be affected by this matter more so than just a general citizen. In general terms, usually that means you need to be within a certain distance of this particular site. And if you're within that distance, generally it's felt that you're more affected than other people and you could become a party. To become a party, all I need is your name and address. You might get questioned by the applicant's attorney, and then the board will rule on each request to become a party. So that being said, I'm going to ask right now, does anyone in the audience wish to become a party in this matter? If you could please stand up, and I'll call on you and then give your name and address. You, sir, in front.
My name is Jonathan M. Christ, Esquire. I'm an attorney. I am here representing my client, Mary Beth Bakistos, who owns the property, which is technically addressed at 218 Governor Road, but it is actually the property on the corner of Governor Fishburne, directly across the street from the applicant's proposed crossing development, and probably the single most impacted property in all of this area.
And Mr. Chris, could you spell your client's name, please?
Bakistos. B-A-C-K-E-N-S-T-O-S-E. Would you want her property number? Would that help you?
I think I know what property it is.
It's the brownstone property on the corner.
And the address, actually, sir?
The address is
218
West Governor. But there are 220 feet of road frontage along Fishburne,
right,
directly across the street from this proposed development.
And Mr. Strong, are you joining us?
I haven't
met you.
I thought
that was you. Jamie, do you have any questions for Ms. Bakistos?
I don't. I think it might be best to wait until we know who all the party requests are. So I just reserve objections to any of them. And the next time we're together, I could provide those. At this point, I don't anticipate having any objections since she's directly across the street from the project.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, we're fine if you want to withhold those, and we can deal with them at the next meeting.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
My last name is spelled Christ, C-R-I-S-T.
Yes. Sir, in the back. Thank you.
Michael Miller, 441 Elm Avenue. I am two blocks away, really a block away, depending on what you count as a block. There are a number of residents here from Elm Avenue who will be impacted by this due to the traffic, the increase in traffic, as people try to go around, as they already do, the intersection of 322 and Fishburne Road.
But you're representing yourself.
I am. I'm not representing anyone else. Yeah, my wife and I.
Okay. Yes. And did you receive any written notification of this hearing, sir?
I was texted.
A piece of paper, and
a piece of paper was dropped off of my house. Other than that, no.
But you didn't receive a letter from the township or from the applicant specifically?
No, I did not.
Okay.
Not to my knowledge.
And Mr. Strong, you want to withhold your objections in the next?
Yes, thank you. I think it would be easier to reserve them all.
Okay. So, Mr. Miller, the board went ruling on your request to become a party at the next hearing.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Thank you very much. Okay. Good. Yeah, I'll eventually need them. Thank you, Chuck. We'll start with you, ma'am.
My name is Annette Means. I own property at 721, 725, and 739 Fishburne Road. We don't know how this is impacting us because I've not been able to see the full plan, but we want to at least put our foot in the door if we need to. I'm the managing member of the owner of those three properties.
Can you spell your last name?
M-E-A-N-S.
Thank you.
And what are the three addresses?
721 Fishburne, 725 Fishburne, and 739 Fishburne.
Thank you, guys. With the others, we'll make a decision at the next hearing. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Sir, the green shirt? Yeah. Did you raise your hand?
Yeah. Hi, my name is Ronald Lumbert. I own the property of 637 Fishburne Road, and I also own a business there also. My main effect about this property is I don't care if people want to open up business and everything else, but do it the right way. And I really feel like this is going to be a really bad safety situation that we're going to have. People already do U-ies in my parking lot. And the red light, how are they going to go in and out and everything else?
You're going to have a chance to say all this later, but you need to wait until we actually open the hearing. Otherwise, it really doesn't matter what you tell us.
Correct.
So, as with Mr. Miller, did you receive any sort of official correspondence either from the applicant or the township telling you of this particular hearing?
No, sir.
Okay. And as with everyone else, we are going to reach a decision on this request at the next hearing. But thank you.
Can you just spell your name, sir?
I didn't get his last name.
Last name?
B-L-U-M-B-E-R-G.
And your address, I need your address.
637 Fishburne Road, Hershey, PA.
And your first name again?
Ronald.
Thank you. I'm kind of interested in being a party to this.
Okay.
My name is Ann Newman, N-E-W-M-A-N. My address is 533 Elm Avenue.
And let me just mention, it's N-E-W-M-A-N?
Correct.
And did you receive any sort of official notification from the township or the applicant?
I received a rolled-up piece of paper on the porch, and I also got an email copy of the proposal, but I had to request that.
Okay. Thank you very much. Acting to you. Folks, if you know you want to be, if you line up behind the podium, we'll just plow right through this. Your name, please.
My name is Ellen Stout, and I'm actually here on behalf of someone who could not attend. He lives at 117 West Governor Road.
Are you an attorney, Ms.
No,
Stout?
No.
Okay.
He couldn't come, so
he's supposed to come here.
Can I give you his name, or no? He has to come
in person. He needs to be here in person, unfortunately, or have an attorney.
Okay.
But yeah, tell him. I suspect we're going to have another hearing.
Okay.
And so if he can make that next hearing, he can come. I'll ask the same questions, and he can ask me a party on that.
Thank you.
Yep.
My name is Doug Edney. I live at 47 Peach Avenue. However, I own the property at 716 Fishburne Road, which my daughter rents from me. And primarily, I just have some questions. So you said if you have questions, you need to be one of the people who register. So
yes.
At this point, I will just have some questions.
Okay. And could you spell your last name, sir?
Yes. E-D-N-I-E.
E-D-N-I-E.
Yep.
Did you receive any sort of official mailing from either the applicant or the township about this hearing?
No. When I heard about it, I requested the township to send me information. They sent me all the information in the email, but I didn't receive anything officially.
As with the other people, this will be ruled. Your request will be ruled on at the next hearing.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hello. My name is Sri. I'm located in Khanna Indian Vista, 709 Fishburne Road in Fishburne Road.
And can you, I'm sorry, I missed your name. Can you?
Sri,
S-H-R-E-E. Okay. And your last name, sir?
P-A-I-J-A.
Okay. And did you receive any sort of official mailing from the township or the applicant?
I got a phone call in the restaurant.
Okay. We will make a ruling next meeting. Thank you.
My name is Douglas Miller. I am co-owner of Seedlings Academy for Young Learners, which occupies 721, 725, and 739 Fishburne Road.
721, 735, and...
725 and 739, which are Ms. Means' properties.
Okay. Did you receive any sort of mailing, sir, officially notifying you of this?
No.
And you don't own the property,
we own the business.
You own the business that's a tenant on the property?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else? Mr. Crisp, yes.
Just as a point of order, I don't believe the township mailed anything out to anybody. My client didn't receive anything. Nobody that I've known or spoken to in the area has received anything official from the township.
Okay.
All of the, whatever notices that people have gotten either through the newspaper or through online, but the township has not sent out a mailing like they do in a regular zoning hearing. The 600-foot, you know, where you have to give the matrix to the township and they mail out. No, I don't believe that was even done in this case.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else wish to become a party? Okay. With that, I have one minor administrative matter I just want to take care of since we're here. There are several documents that I'd like to have admitted as board documents. I'd like to have admitted as Exhibit B1 for Board 1, the three-page conditional use application that was dated, that was signed March 2nd, 2002. Is that the old one? We have a newer one, right?
Correct.
Okay. Well, we'll correct that date later. Next, as Exhibit B2, we'll have the letter from Mr. Strong to the Board of Supervisors dated June 7th, 2022. As B3, and marked the letter from Mr. Strong to the Board of Supervisors dated June 30th, 2022. B4, the letter from Mr. Strong to the Board of Supervisors dated July 15th, 2022. B5, the letter as from Mr. Strong to the Board of Supervisors dated September 9th, 2002. B6, the HRG... B6 is the HRG review letter of the Master Plan of Conditional Use dated July 2nd, 2022. B, now I've lost my count on the B's.
Next is seven.
Seven. B7 is the HRG Transportation Impact Study Review Letter, number 2, dated August 22nd, 2022. B8 is the letter from Janelle Stumpf to Lowell Gates and Stephen Lyncha, dated July 2022, regarding the Planning Commission's review. B9 is the March 29th, 2022 memorandum from Thomas Clark regarding the Shade Tree Commission review. B10 is the Dauphin County Subdivision/Land Development Review Report on the master plan for Governor Crossing, dated June 21st, 2022. B11 is the affidavit of publication issued by the Sun. B12 is the list of abutting properties proof of mailing concerning these properties. And B13, thank you, is the proof of posting the property consisting of six pages.
Thank you.
With that being said, I'm going to turn this over to Mr. Strong to see if he has any initial comments or requests to be made.
Good evening. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. Jamie Strong with McNeese, Wallace & Nurk in Harrisburg, attorneys for the applicant. We learned earlier today that there was a snafu with the public notice that was in the public newspaper. So the municipality's planning code requires that public notice of the hearing be published once each week for two successive weeks in the lead up to the hearing. And it was determined that that public notice did not include all of the properties that are actually a part of the project. With that, defective notice or insufficient notice is a critical issue. So it would be our request that the hearing be continued tonight to give us an opportunity to work with the township to update that public notice to ensure that it includes all of the properties, including one property that was put under agreement since the application was filed. That would be the DeFelice property. So it was the DeFelice property and then portions of two properties that are contributing some area to this project, the Level property and the Grandview property where the Carnes is located. So it would be our request that the hearing be continued so that proper public notice can be provided and that we can proceed with the hearing at that next hearing date.
My recommendation is that we go off the record if the board wishes to consider this request, determine a new date for the hearing, and then we can go on to the record, the board, and vote on the request, and if granted, announce that hearing date on the record. And then if it is granted, we will, as Mr. Strong has stated, the township and him will work together to make sure that all the notices are properly put together, sent out, advertised, and so that all the requirements of the municipality's planning code are met. Does that sound like a good suggestion?
Are you suggesting we go to executive session?
No, we
recess or do it right here.
We can do it right here. Yeah. So that works. That work for you, Mr. Strong?
Yes, absolutely. Okay.
All right. So we're going to go off the record and figure out a date. So just so the audience understands, like I said at the beginning, we're going to consider this request to continue this hearing to another date when we're actually going to have witnesses, we're going to have testimony, we're going to have evidence. What the problem is that we are legally required, and the applicant is legally required, to properly describe what this application entails. And it's been discovered that we left some properties off, which legally is a problem. And we want to fix that problem now instead of dealing with it after the fact. So we're going to discuss, try to work out a date. Obviously, we can't work out a date. We're asking everyone what works for you. So we're going to work out a date that works for the township, works for the party, you know, for the applicant, and hopefully it will work for most of you. Thank you. We can go off the record now.
Normally, Chuck, the way we do this is you kind of throw some dates out. We want to make sure that we have, I mean, the secret to doing this is to make sure that we reschedule for a time far enough out that most people, it will fit in everyone's calendar, including folks here in the audience. So we'll start there.
All right. So the first marker is October 6th. If we would put an ad to the Sun by Friday, it would get listed in the September 29th and October 6th editions. Those are the two that are required. So from that point, we can work forward. The first ad can't be more than 2 weeks. Help me here, Peter. First ad can't be more than 2 weeks.
No. We have to have two ads, two successive weeks. The first ad has to be at least no more than 30 days prior to the hearing. The second ad to be no less than a week before the hearing. So basically, we have a 3 week period to
So that starts us on October 13th. which is a Thursday.
Doesn't sound like it works for Mrs. Lennon. Okay.
From that, then, we go on to October 17th, October 18th.
I will literally, unfortunately, that week, I will be out of town on business for a week. I hate to keep pushing it out, but I miss this.
So then we come to October 24th. October 25th is a regular board meeting, so. But October 24th?
We're on DTMA. We have a DTMA board meeting on the 24th.
Do you need all both of you to be at that meeting, or would you still have normally have a quorum if the two of you came here instead?
I'm just saying, I'm just there to provide everyone else there. Yeah.
I mean, if that day otherwise works, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The 24th
work
for you?
Yeah.
Depends on how long
we
need the hearings to do. It's 4 or 5 hours to get a road transportation.
Well, why don't they?
It will likely be a longer meeting.
You could
schedule
that.
Well, we can reschedule the transportation group meetings.
Sounds like the 24th would work for us. I mean, clearly, Mr. Prado and Mr. Wyckoff will have to excuse themselves from the municipal authority meeting, but. I just don't want to push it off any further. So the 24th works. I'm just kind of looking around who has to be here. It looks like it works for us. It works for you, Chuck. Does it work?
What?
Where are
the apples? I need to go downstairs because I can't check the township calendar. I just want to make sure.
Go ahead.
What? Chuck, why don't we get a couple of back updates?
The 26th is the next. Or the 27th.
Those 3 dates work for me. And I can also print off that calendar.
Okay.
Thank
you.
27th
is Thursday. I can do the 26th. So you can do the 26th, but the 24th doesn't work. So I think between those two hands we should be okay.
Just try to be helpful.
All three of those. Well, I don't know all their schedules, but we'll make it work.
Okay. Well, I suspect we'll probably have more than one dice.